Across New York City, small groups of pro-union activists are popping up holding flash demonstrations. They're from various unions supporting various causes. What they have in common is a belief that the pro-labor momentum that began with Bill de Blasio's election to mayor will yield higher wages for workers and a union-friendly administration. WNYC's Stephen Nesson visited some of the groups on this first day of week-long protests.
At the Grand Cafe outside of Grand Central Terminal, customers ordering their morning bagels and coffee were first disrupted by the chanting. A security guard appears and ushers them out. That's when the marching band starts up. The Rude Mechanical Orchestra is a for-hire multi-piece protest band. They're kind of like the inflatable rat that often appears at labor protests. They're quickly kicked out too, but continue to play outside. This protest was organized by the labor group Restaurant Opportunity Centers United. There are only about a dozen people in total. It's the first of many protests this week, billed as New Day, New York.
I think there's probably no coincidence of the timing of this week.
That's Matt Plummer. He's representing a group called 99 Pickets.
You have a new administration coming in, and we want to start early, putting pressure on them to do the right thing for all New Yorkers.
He says this protest is specifically about four workers fired for allegedly trying to organize. The owner actually comes out to tell the protesters he's in negotiations with lawyers right now over the issue. The band stops, and the protesters disperse. Over at the High Line, another group calling for higher wages for people working in luxury condos unfurled two banners on 23rd Street. One reads, High Line Living, Low Wage Workers. There are even fewer protesters here. Meredith Kalander says it's not about the numbers. She works for 32BJ SEIU, a union representing building workers.
We've had big rallies on the High Line. We've had marches on Halloween. We had elected officials come. This is a sort of creative, fun event to try to get out the word to the commuters about what's going on. So we weren't looking for big numbers.
Her group is handing out flyers specifically targeting the Vesta 24 condo, where apartments go for millions. She says worker salaries there start at $13.37 an hour, and the workers have been intimidated for trying to organize. She says some residents in the area are supportive of the protests.
Some of the tenants are really sympathetic. Some of them, we haven't connected with them yet. We haven't reached their hearts, and we're really hoping to do that.
An hour later, on the Upper East Side, another group of protesters is staking out a piece of sidewalk outside the home of Vincent Tessy, the director of Cablevision. They're protesting what they say is anti-union activity at Cablevision, and the group is trying to shame Tessy. Not to put too fine a point on their message, they've inflated a nearly two-story, bloated, top-hat-wearing, cigar-chomping pig. Buoyed by Bill de Blasio's narrative that we're living in a city of gross income inequality, the protesters claim on their website that, quote, the sun is setting on a city run by the and for the 1%. Protests are planned for the rest of the week, but it won't be till after January, once the new mayor takes office, that we'll see how much change takes place. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.